The NCAA men's basketball tournament is known as March Madness, a ripe topic for our regular Slate feature explainer. How did we come to call this March Madness? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers.
March Madness traces back to the Illinois statewide high school basketball tournament, which began in 1908. In 1939, Henry Porter, an official with the Illinois High School Association, authored an article called March Madness for the organization's in-house magazine. Porter wrote, "A little March Madness may complement and contribute to sanity and help keep society on an even keel." 3 years later, he followed up with a poem, Basketball Ides of March, which read in part, "A sharpshooting might is king tonight. The madness of March is running." The phrase was confined to Illinois high school ball until 1982, when CBS broadcaster and ex-Chicago sports writer Brent Musburger used it during his network's NCAA tournament coverage. The Illinois High School Association, meanwhile, applied to trademark March Madness in 1989. That led to a dispute with the NCAA over the name. After legal action that reached the federal appeals court level, the two sides agreed to form the March Madness Athletic Association, a joint holding company. The Illinois group now controls the name on the high school level, while the NCAA has a perpetual license to use the phrase in connection with its much larger collegiate tournament. A similar clash happened in the late 90s over the term Sweet 16, March Madness slang for the third round. To make a long story short, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the NCAA came to a similar arrangement, splitting control along high school and collegiate lines. The NCAA also owns two other alliterative trademarks, Elite Eight and Final Four, as well as the trademark for a March Madness synonym, the Big Dance.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers with help from Brendan Kerner.